Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
See, until we get to Shibadi Baro Kumsu Smashi Sekele Broka Tonana Meazia Sekishti Baro Kodamiti Feke. Until we get over into the arena of knowing how to cooperate with the Spirit man by the power of the Holy Spirit, there are venues in the Spirit that we'll never enter into. There are breakthroughs that'll never come. It's by entering into the Spirit where answers come. Unusual anointing here. Ha ha ha. See, when we're laughing, we have unhooked from the mental arena long enough to allow God an opportunity to slip in there and move. Do you understand that? This is rest. This is rest and refreshing for the soul. Your soul has been so in control sometimes that you need to unhook and just laugh. You don't have a clue what you're laughing about, but that's okay. It's not until you and I unhook sometimes that we're going to get the breakthrough that belongs to us. So busy running this little squirrel cage race between our ears that we just running just as hard and fast, you know, like the little hamster in the squirrel cage. He's running just for all it's worth, and he's not going anywhere. And that's what we're doing much of the time. We're running in a little squirrel cage in this 6-inch gap between our ears that we're running just as hard and fast as we can, but we're not going anywhere. It'll wear you out physically. There's a rest that we're to have. And you know what? If you're prone to living out of your mind and thinking things over all the time out of a feeling of duty, of responsibility, you're going to have to work harder at this than maybe somebody else. Because your soul is so used to being in control that you are going to have to take some time to reprogram so that you can get the freedom that you need to step over and enjoy the blessings of God. Paul told the Philippian church, said, think on these things. We got to think on the right things. And if nothing's funny, that's okay. Laugh anyway. If there's nothing funny, make something funny. Make something funny out of it. I've had to learn how to do this. I make little comments all the time about things. And the only reason I'm doing it is to lighten myself.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And it's programming that I've had to... God's helped me and He's still helping me. But there's times I have to... You have to on purpose unhook. If you don't know the secret of unhooking from the mental arena, you will not learn the secret of walking in the Spirit. It's that simple.
That's it. That's exactly the word.
You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's good for me to find something humorous about having to get up and change a poopy diaper. It's healthy. Well, I just don't have a sense of humor. You do. You just don't know where it's at. You've been so dry so long, you don't have a clue what it is to enjoy life. John's Gospel, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, you remember reading this. Jesus said, a thief comes not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Amplified Bible says, have life, live life in abundance. You don't like even talking to some people because they don't ever veer off of the pre-planned path that they have in front of them. They have the same thought patterns over and over and over and over and over and over again. They sound like broken records. And you can't talk to them too much because they don't have a clue that there's a whole other spirit world out here that's unlimited in understanding. They're over here in this little vein of thought about me, myself, and what I do and don't have. And who did me wrong. And trying to figure out how I can justify why they did me wrong. That's petty. There is an entire another realm over here known as the realm of the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven, that we should be entertaining and walking. And there is unlimited, vast resource out here that has never been explored by humanity yet. And the reason that it's never been explored and never seen into, and we've not gotten any more revelation on some things than we have, is because we've been over here in this little tunnel vision of thought. And until we're able to unhook from this little squirrel cage life mentality over here of thinking the same things over and 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 going nowhere, we never enter into the abundant life that He's made available for us. There was bloodshed for you to enjoy life. Do we understand that? Paul, in his greatest time of need in the prison that he was in, he said to the Philippian church, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, 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 rejoice. How could you imprison a guy that refused to be imprisoned? Rats running around his shackles, open sewage line down the middle of his cell. And one of the most awesome letters written to the body of Christ is the book of Philippians, written from a prison cell. And he said over and over again, rejoice! And again I say, rejoice! Let your moderation be known unto all men. Let your lifestyle be made known to all men. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. You don't have to figure everything out. If you're hearing from God about a certain situation, that's good. Should be. That should be the norm for believers, to hear from God about something. But you know, once you've heard from God concerning something, it's not your responsibility to bring it to pass. It's not your responsibility to bring it to pass. There is a God side to a relationship and there is a man side to a relationship. And where we get into trouble is when we get over on the God side trying to do His part. And if you're not in joy, you're out of order. You're not in rest. People with drug devils hammering at them all the time, they could walk free of that if they just knew how to laugh. People with alcoholism and various substance abuse could walk away from that if they knew how to just unhook. Being a former heavy alcohol drinker myself, I can tell you that the reason I got drunk was to unhook my mind from the problems of life. That was the whole point in it. I didn't get to be a good old Joe until I was half looped. I had the time of my life when I was crocked. That may be offensive to some of you, and I'm not trying to offend you, but I've been there, I know. It was not until my mind was unhooked that I was able to actually smile and say something funny and enjoy life and didn't think God was going to be mad at me for it. Other than the fact I had to do what I did to get there, He wasn't pleased with that, but He loved me. He knew what I was dealing with. He knew why I was doing what I was doing. Had I not been through some of those things, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you tonight. I know when the Lord first started dealing with me about this, was coming home from work. I was working in North Kansas City at the time. I had about a 45-minute commute. And see, the baby's even got it here. Out of the mouths of babes, thou hast ordained strength. I was coming home from work and I turned on the radio. I had a Christian radio station that I like to listen to. And a fellow named Mark Hankins came on there. Now, I had never heard him before. And in this particular message clip that they was playing of his, he'd talk for a little bit and he'd go, ha, ha, ha. And he'd talk for a little bit and go, ha, ha, ha. And the power of God is sent to heal you. Ha, ha, ha. I'm thinking, this guy has a nervous condition. I like what he's saying, but he keeps breaking it up with this ha, ha, ha stuff. His message would have better continuity if he'd take that out of there. Ha, ha, ha. That's how I like that guy, but he needs some medication, you know? I'm serious. I really thought this. I didn't know. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. See, what I did not know is that the Lord was using him to sow seed into my thinking.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.